The Pentagon did something this week it has never done before. It labeled an American AI company a supply chain risk to national security. Not a Chinese firm, not a Russian operation, Anthropic. The company literally founded to make AI safer. Welcome to AI in 20 for the week of March 6, 2026. I'm Bennett, your host.
And I'm Aaron, your co-host. Bennett, I've been covering AI for a while now, and I don't think I've seen a week like this one.
Neither have I. The Anthropic Pentagon story we reported on last week, it exploded. We've also got OpenAI dropping GPT 5.4 with some genuinely impressive capabilities. Donald Knuth, the father of computer science, publishing a paper crediting Claude with solving a math problem he couldn't crack. NVIDIA stepping back from its biggest AI investments, and a supply chain attack that turned a GitHub issue title into malware on 4,000 developer machines. Let's get into it. So, Aaron, last week we talked about Dario Amodei standing firm against the Pentagon, refusing to strip safety guardrails from a $200 million military contract. That was the beginning. What happened next was something else entirely.
It escalated faster than anyone expected. Within hours of Anthropic walking away from that deal, Sam Altman was on X announcing that OpenAI had struck its own agreement with the Pentagon. Same classified network, same deployment scope. And he claimed the deal included the same safety principles Anthropic had been fighting for.
And the public reaction was immediate.
Immediate and massive. ChatGPT app uninstalls jumped 295%. One-star reviews surged nearly 800%. Claude hit number one on the U.S. App Store for the first time ever. Over 1.5 million users signed up for a QuitGPT campaign. And here's the part that really tells you something. OpenAI itself publicly tweeted that Anthropic should not be designated a supply chain risk. Even your competitor is saying the government went too far. That's remarkable.
Then the leaked memo dropped.
Right. A 1,600-word internal memo from Amodei to his staff leaked to the information, and it was scorching. He called OpenAI's messaging around the deal, quote, straight-up lies. He said the contract was maybe 20% real and 80% safety theater. And he drew a sharp line. The main reason they accepted and we did not is that they cared about placating employees, and we actually cared about preventing abuses.
Altman's response?
At an internal all-hands, Altman admitted the deal, quote, looked opportunistic and sloppy, and that he shouldn't have rushed, which is about as close to an admission of error as you'll ever get from Sam Altman.
And then on Wednesday, the Pentagon made it official.
Formal notification. Supply chain risk designation, effective immediately. This is a classification that's normally reserved for companies like Huawei. Foreign adversaries. Applying it to an American company over a contract negotiation dispute is, frankly, unprecedented. Legal experts are alarmed. And the irony. Reports emerged this week that Claude was actually used by the U.S. military during operations against Iran, even while the Pentagon was publicly calling Anthropic a national security threat.
Then today, Amodei published an apology for the leaked memo.
He said it was written in the heat of the moment, didn't reflect his considered views, and was 6 days old by the time it leaked. But Anthropic is still planning to challenge the designation in court, calling it legally unsound. And Amodei indicated he's back at the negotiating table, trying to de-escalate. So we'll see where this lands. But Bennett, what happened this week goes beyond one company. 160-plus employees at Google and OpenAI signed an open letter demanding their own companies draw similar red lines. The entire industry is being forced to answer a question it's been avoiding. What are you willing to say no to?
And we still don't have a clean answer.
No, and I'm not sure there is one. But the fact that the market rewarded Anthropic's position, the app downloads, the public support, that tells you something about where customers stand, even if Washington disagrees.
Let's move to GPT 5.4. because OpenAI clearly needed a technical win this week, and they delivered one.
They really did. This is arguably their most significant model release since GPT-5. Three variants: Standard, Thinking for Reasoning, and Pro for High Performance. The headline number is 1 million tokens of context, which finally matches what Claude and Gemini already offer. But the more interesting feature is native computer use. GPT 5.4 Thinking scores 75% on the OS World Desktop Navigation benchmark, which actually edges out both Claude and human performance.
And there's this mid-response steering feature that's genuinely new.
That's the one that caught my eye. You can redirect the model while it's still thinking, without throwing away all the work it's already done. If you've ever waited 2 minutes for a reasoning model to finish, and then realized you asked the wrong question, you understand why this matters. On benchmarks, 83% on professional knowledge work, nearly 58% on software engineering tasks, and hallucinations are down 33% compared to 5.2.
Gizmodo's headline was pretty telling. OpenAI, in desperate need of a win, launches GPT 5.4.
The timing is not a coincidence, but credit where it's due. On the technical merits, this is a strong release. The question is whether great engineering can outrun a brand crisis. Right now, OpenAI is finding out.
Now, this next story is one of my favorites of the year so far. Donald Knuth, 86 years old, author of The Art of Computer Programming, arguably the most important computer scientist alive, published a paper titled Claude's Cycles. And it opens with the words, "Shock, shock."
I love this story because of who Knuth is. This is a man who previously dismissed large language models, said he'd leave that research to others, and focus on things that are, quote, authentic and trustworthy. And then Claude Opus 4.6 solved a combinatorics problem he'd been stuck on for weeks. A directed Hamiltonian cycle decomposition intended for a future volume of his magnum opus.
Walk us through what Claude actually did.
Over about 90 minutes and 31 systematic explorations, Claude tried brute force approaches, invented what it called serpentine patterns, hit dead ends, changed strategies, and eventually found a construction that works for all odd-numbered cases. Knuth called the approach quite admirable, and the result, a dramatic advance in creative problem-solving. He wrote the formal proof himself. Claude found the answer, but couldn't prove why it was correct.
And that distinction matters.
It precisely marks the frontier. AI can now find mathematical constructions that elude one of the greatest minds in computer science, but it can't yet do the rigorous proof work. That boundary is going to keep moving, but right now, that's where it is. And when someone with Knuth's credibility validates it, it's not a benchmark score. It's not a demo. It's real.
NVIDIA made some waves this week. Jensen Huang said the company's latest investments in OpenAI and Anthropic are likely its last.
$30 billion into OpenAI, down from an originally announced $100 billion, and $10 billion into Anthropic. Huang framed it as both companies heading toward IPOs, which would change the relationship. But that $70 billion reduction in the OpenAI commitment is the number that jumped off the page. One Hacker News commenter put it bluntly. The Stargate money didn't show up, and now the whole gridlock is collapsing.
Is that fair?
It's pointed, but there's truth in it. These cross-investments have always been somewhat circular. NVIDIA invests in OpenAI. OpenAI commits to buying NVIDIA chips. The money goes around and around. If NVIDIA is pulling back, it could signal that the era of strategic cross-subsidization in AI is ending, and something more like normal market dynamics is taking over, which, honestly, would be healthy.
Aaron, let's talk security, because this Clinejection story is genuinely alarming.
This is the most important AI security story of the year so far, and it's elegant in a terrifying way. An attacker created a GitHub issue on the Clin repository, Clin being a popular AI coding tool, with a title that looked like a normal performance report. But embedded in that title was a prompt injection telling Claude to install a package from the attacker's repository. The issue title was interpolated directly into Claude's prompt without any sanitization.
So the AI just followed the instruction.
It followed the instruction. Ran npm install pointing to a typo squatted fork. The fork's package file contained a pre-install script that fetched and executed a remote shell script. 4,000 developer machines compromised. And it gets worse. 8 days after the vulnerability was patched, someone exploited the same flaw to publish a rogue version of the Klein CLI to npm, which installed unauthorized software on every machine that updated during an 8-hour window.
This is prompt injection as a literal attack vector, not just a chatbot trick.
Exactly. And that's the shift everyone needs to understand. As AI coding agents get more system access, running commands, installing packages, modifying files, prompt injection stops being an annoying curiosity and becomes a full-blown security vulnerability that can deliver malware at scale. Every team using AI coding tools needs to be thinking about input sanitization as seriously as they think about SQL injection.
Quick hit on Meta. A joint investigation by Swedish newspapers exposed that Kenyan data annotators are routinely reviewing intimate, unanonymized footage from Meta's Ray-Ban smart glasses. We're talking bathroom visits, people undressing, explicit content. 7 million of these glasses were sold last year.
And users were specifically told by salespeople that everything stays local in the app and nothing is shared with Meta, which is false. Workers in Nairobi say they can't refuse to review the content. If you ask questions, you're gone. 17 members of the European Parliament have formally questioned the European Commission about it. Look, this is the hidden cost of AI training pipelines made visible. And with 7 million units in the wild, the scale of the privacy exposure is staggering.
Aaron, let's zoom out. What's the thread this week?
The thread is accountability, or the lack of it. Anthropic is being punished for trying to set limits. OpenAI rushed into a deal it now admits looked sloppy. Meta sold 7 million cameras to people's faces while workers in Kenya review the footage with no recourse. A GitHub issue title compromised 4,000 machines because nobody sanitized the input. And through all of it, the technology keeps advancing. GPT 5.4 is genuinely impressive. Knuth is publishing papers about AI solving problems humans can't. The capabilities are accelerating. The guardrails are not keeping pace.
And yet, the market rewarded Anthropic for saying no.
It did, and that might be the most hopeful data point of the week. When 1.5 million people sign up to quit ChatGPT, when Claude goes to number one on the App Store, when even OpenAI publicly defends its competitor, that tells you the market wants companies to have principles. The question is whether that market signal is strong enough to outweigh the political and financial pressure pushing in the other direction.
Next week, we'll see if Anthropic's court challenge gains traction and whether the Amadei apology actually leads to a deal. Until then, that's your AI in 20 for this week. See you next Friday.